Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise, remove your hats, and turn your attention to the flag located along the first base line. Now, please join us as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem by Paige Worley.
Guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm the innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. So I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, and every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook, read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hi, it's Corey Avent with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the diamond.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Play ball has been declared, and here we go. Jesse Goldberg-Strasser here with you from Lansing's Jackson Field as the 2-3 Great Lakes Loons take on the 2-3 Lansing Lugnuts, game number 3 of a 6-game series, game number 6 in the Lugnuts' 29th Midwest League season. Kyle Robinson is on the mound, and we're ready to rock. The time is 6:05 p.m., and the first offering runs outside. We're underway. Ball 1 on time, 6:05 p.m. Kendall George takes a called strike, as called by the home plate umpire Chad Lagana. Our bases umpire is Joshua Runge. The offering, down low. It's Kendall George leading off and DHing. Batting second, Josue De Paula, the right fielder. Then the center fielder, Zaire Hope. Here's the 2-1. That breaks in for a called strike. 2-2. The cleanup hitter is the third baseman, Logan Wagner. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Joe Vitrano. 2-2 pitch. Buried, ball 3. Heading 6th, Jordan Thompson at 2nd base. The left fielder Cole Myers hit 7th. Batting 8th, the catcher Nelson Quiroz. And then rounding off the order, shortstop Eduardo Guerrero. George DePaula Hope, Wagner Vitrano Thompson, Myers Quiroz Guerrero. Payoff pitch to the first batter of the ballgame. Up high, ball 4. And George is on with all of his great speed. Not the man that you want to walk if you're Kyle Robinson. First start of the year for Robinson in the Midwest League. It's only his fourth professional appearance, drafted last year out of Texas Tech by the A's. 11th rounder. George is a threat to steal at first. Jose de Paula takes ball one down and in. We saw Robinson working out of the pen. Side session, basically. And worked two strong innings on Sunday. Picked up the win as the Lugnuts beat Fort Wayne 5-3 in the finale. Ball one delivery. De Paula swings and skies it. Left side, foul ground. Third baseman White out of room. Hopping around the Pepsi porch. Ball and a strike. For the Lugnuts defensively in the home white uniforms. Clark Elliott is in left. Rodney Green Jr. in center. Jared Dickey in right. Catchers C.J. Rodriguez. Montero at first. Yamauchi at second. Valenzuela at short. White at third. Strike called by Lagana. Fastball from Robinson. 1-2. Supporting the big right-hander. He was born in Mississippi. Grew up in Northern Virginia. Hails now out of Lubbock, Texas. The Red Raider. George runs. 1-2 waved at a miss. Strike three. Throw down. The tag by Valenzuela. In time. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. From a leadoff walk to two outs and nobody on. And now here comes Zaire Hope. Righty deals to lefty. Strike called. The three straight lefty hitters. Hope swings and fights it down the left field line. Slicing. Foul. Over into the Loon's pen. He was making a bid to drop that right down the stripe. And that would have been good for extra bases. Sends Zaire right back to home plate. Count is nothing and two. No score. We're in the top of the first inning. The Dodgers affiliate in the Midwest League, the Great Lakes Loons. Two wins and three losses. They dropped two out of three games in their opening series over the weekend against Lake County. Come here to Lansing, they've had the first two. The 0-2 runs high just to show them the fastball. The Loons took the opener. On Tuesday, they won 10-5, but yesterday, a rain-shortened 8-2 Lugnuts win. Off-speed fouled off at home plate. One ball and two strikes, it stays. And the Great Lakes Loons wearing their code red uniforms. The brand new red road unis this year. The pitch, high again. For Robinson, the big combo is the fastball and the change. And his change is excellent. The 2-2. It's a curveball waved at and missed. He strikes out Hope. Two strikeouts for Robinson, facing the minimum in a scoreless top of the first. Let's go to the home half. Great Lakes nothing. Lansing is coming up against Patrick Copen.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, LoveLost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit lovelost.org and register today.
Aloha, it's Blaze Pontes. Let's get you back to Lansing Lugnuts baseball.
Patrick Copen on the mound for the Great Lakes Loons. To the bottom of the first inning from Michigan State Capitol, Jessica Briggs-Strassler here with you. The Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons, renewing acquaintances. The Lugnuts lead off with Rodney Green Jr., the center fielder, batting second, third baseman Tommy White, hitting third, the right fielder Jared Dickey, against the righty Patrick Copen out of Marshall. Winds and throws. And up and away, ball one. The 4-5-6 hitters for Lansing, DHing Nate Nankill cleans up, then the first baseman Darlene Montero hits fifth. Left fielder Clark Elliott bats sixth. The ball went offering. Swing and a miss. And the bottom third for Lansing, Saheed Valenzuela, the switch-hitting shortstop, hits seventh. Catcher C.J. Rodriguez bats eighth. And batting ninth, second baseman Casey Yamauchi. Challenging Copen, who lets it fly. Swing and a miss, strike two. Going right after Rodney Green Jr. Well, Rodney has had a great start to the series. After he was 0 for 12 with 9 strikeouts over the weekend against Fort Wayne to open up his year. Pitcher's pitch on the 1-2. Outside corner, strike three called. Lagana rings him up. One batter and one strikeout for Copen. That brings up Tommy White, the third baseman. No score, one out. And the pitch. Slider starts him off with a called strike. Copen is working with catcher Nelson Quiroz. Vetrano at first, Thompson at second, Guerrero at short, Wagner at third. 1-0. Outside. And the outfield, Cole Myers is in left, and Josue DePaul is in right. And center field, Zaire Hope today. Kendall George is DHing. It's a break even. Foul back off to the right. Strike two. Like Rodney Green Jr. was hitless against Fort Wayne and then got the bet going here against Great Lakes the first two games. Likewise, Tommy White, 0 for 11 against the Tin Caps, though only one strikeout. And against the Loons, a single and a couple of doubles plus a walk. 1-2 coming here. Slider stays outside. Ball two. White has hit it hard all over the place, however. There was another bullet that he hit yesterday up the middle, but the second baseman was playing right up there. I'll explain more. First, though, White takes ball three low. Rodney Green Jr. was the runner at first base, and he took off for second trying to steal. So Logan Wagner, yesterday's second baseman, today's third baseman, moved to his right, covered at the bag, and Tommy White's line drive found him there. Now, Wagner couldn't grab it cleanly. He had to pick the ball up off the ground and throw to first for the out. But that's a base hit in any other situation. One out, nobody on, no score. The payoff. Fouled away. He got locked up inside. Just trying to bring the bat through the zone. Once again, the face mask for Tommy. Like it is for a lot of these players just looking around the diamond. It's just too cold. This is wintry weather national pastime. Again, the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball from Copen. Records back-to-back strikeouts. Add a little heat to the cool of the evening. Jared Dickey had the day off yesterday. Back in the order today, the Tennessee Volunteer against the man from the thundering herd from Marshall. Copen lets it fly. Hits the outside corner. Well placed fastball for a called strike. Two outs with the bases clear, no score. Righty to lefty. Skipping in. Ball one. How about Dickey's start to the year? Went 0 for 3 in the opener against the Loons, but he did draw two walks. The 1-1 pitch. Outside. And Dickey's ahead in the count. This was after, in the three games against Fort Wayne, Jared Dickey picked up a couple of walks, a couple of singles, and a double. He was one of the Lugnuts' most effective batters in a series that was dominated by pitching and weather. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Stays outside. Three balls and a strike. And Nate Nankill is waiting on deck. Strike out of green, a strike out of white. Patrick Hope in 3-1. Dickey takes it up and in, ball four. Give the crowd something to cheer about. Two out, free pass for the Lugnuts. And here's Nate Nankill. 40 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. Lakey Fawcett skies. It's drizzling. Nankill had himself a game yesterday. Takes ball one low. Nate reached on Nara and scored the Lugnuts' first run yesterday. That came in the second inning. Tied the game 1-1. RBI ground out in the third. Made it 3-1. Two-run single in the fourth. Two-run double in the fifth. And this is a ball one offering. Check swing. Ball two inside. So Nate, when he finished the game, had knocked in five and scored a sixth. And the Lugnuts beat the Loons by six, 8-2. And a game shortened. The rain ended things in the middle of the sixth inning. So Nankill has now knocked in six runs this year. Runner starts and stops. The pitch up and away. And Patrick Copen, who looked so sharp early, is now behind Nankill 3-0 after walking Dickey on five pitches. Those six RBIs for Nate have him suddenly tied for second in the Midwest League in RBIs. Isn't it funny how it works? Only Max Clark with West Michigan is more. On the 3-0, he's taking all the way. And it's called a strike. Open spins, checks on the runner, a one hopper, and Vetrano simply had to knock it down at first. By the way, Nate Nankill tied for second in the Midwest League in RBIs. Rodney Green Jr. is tied for the league lead in homers. That was after he hit two home runs in the first game of the series. You have one big game, it's early in the season, you vault. Runner takes off, the pitch whacked foul to the right. Send back to Jared Dickey. Count is 3-2. Wind is blowing in from right field right now. The temperature's 40 degrees at the moment. It's going to get nicer as this series goes on. Sunshine this weekend. Temps into the 50s. Payoff. That sent twisting up the right field line, but foul. Jose de Paula gave chase just in case. With the wind blowing in, you never know. We'll try it again, 3-2. And if you're Patrick Hope and you're going, boy, this inning is a little bit harder than I wanted it to be. He struck out Green, and he struck him out on four pitches. Tommy White worked the count full. But then he struck out. Dickey runs. Nankill fouls back the pitch. And we'll keep things going. Because this is now going to be an 8-pitch plate appearance for Nankill. And Patrick Hopen is about to throw his 24th pitch of the inning. But it's gone strikeout, strikeout, walk. They have just worn him out with deep counts. Dickey walks. Nankill batting. Montero on deck. No score. A set. Dickey takes off. Nankill takes it high. Back-to-back walks for the Nuts. Bring up Darlin Montero. Loons pitchers have now walked 38 batters this year, most in the Midwest League, and a walk to the mound by pitching coach Sean Coyne. There's a note in the Loons game notes that involves Sean Coyne and today's starting pitcher Patrick Copen. That Copen last year, the Great Lakes Loons were taking on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and Patrick was hit in the face by a comebacker. Lugnuts will take on the Timber Rattlers next week, starting on Tuesday. Well, Copen was hit in the face and it was bad. Took him off the field, took him right to the hospital. And he underwent facial surgery in Ann Arbor. So he spent this offseason not only working on his pitching, but working on his motor skills. And here he is back on the hill. Great stuff for the Marshall product. Deals to Darlene Montero. High for a ball. And his first outing of the year, he was sensational. 3 2/3 hitless innings against Lake County, and he struck out 9, but he walked 4 then. And so far here, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, no score. Montero takes a ball low. It's Joe Boyle syndrome, or for those who can remember it, this was what it was like to watch when Nolan Ryan pitched. It was a lot of full counts, it was a lot of strikeouts, it was a lot of walks, it's just tough to hit him. 2-ball offering. Montero swings away and fouls it back. Darlene Montero is playing in just his first home game. It's his second Lugnuts game, period. He played in one game in the Fort Wayne series. He was good in that game, too. Hitter's pitch here. He takes a called strike right across the outside corner. Back to Copen real briefly. If you're watching the game, that is why Patrick is wearing protective glasses. Safety, safety, safety. Well, Dickey at second, Ankill at first. 2 outs and the 2-2. A dribbler foul right side. Montero stays alive. And that Patrick Copen pitch count has creeped up to the point that there is action in the Loons pen. Darlene Montero in that one game that he played in Fort Wayne, what do you say to a couple of singles, a stolen base? Outstanding. Native of the Dominican in his Midwest League debut season. A look back to the runner at second. The pitch. That too is dribbled foul. Montero barely caught a piece. I believe that's 30 pitches right now for Copen. Looks at Dickey. Deals the 2-2. A bouncer beyond Copen. Shortstop Guerrero scoops it up, throws to first. He's out at the bag, and the inning is over. On 31 pitches, unofficially, a scoreless frame for the Loons and Copen. 2 walks stranded to the second inning. Nothing to nothing from Lansing, Michigan.
My name is William Yank. I'm a 23-year-old, 3-time leukemia survivor. One evening, my roommate was trying to talk to me, and I responded to him in a delirium of mess and confusion. And he said, "We're going to the ER immediately." And came back with leukemia. They started me on chemos, they started me on a bunch of antibiotics, but the chemo wasn't exactly working. So my oncologist decided that he wanted to try me with CAR T cell therapy. And it worked. Leukemia Lymphoma Society was this unforeseen blessing for me because I wouldn't have been able to get CAR T cell therapy. We are about 9 months post-transplant and feeling very healthy, strong, and I live.
To give or get help, visit lls.org.
Aloha, this is Hunter Bro. Now let's get back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Scoreless to the second inning, middle of the order coming up for the Great Lakes Loons. And Wagner, Vetrano, and Thompson. 4, 5, and 6 in the order against Kyle Robinson. The Texas Tech Red Raider now in the Lugnuts red in the home white uniforms to Logan Wagner. Ball 1 low. In the first inning, 2 strikeouts for the Loons' Patrick Copen. 2 strikeouts for Robinson, who faced the minimum. Let's it fly. Skies it. Left side in the foul ground, the third baseman, Tommy White, past the coach's box, under, with the catch. And Tommy White is feeling so comfortable, he's pulled that face mask down a bit. We see his mustache. The chain's ever present. One third baseman retired by the other. And now here's the Loons' first baseman, Joe Vetrano. Shortstop Valenzuela's up the middle. The pitch curving in for a called strike. The outfield is shallow. Rodney Green Jr. is in center. Wind blowing in from right. The deal, outside. Vetrano hitless yesterday with a strikeout. In the opener, he struck out three times. He did single. He swings and skies this one out to deep right center field. Was Green too shallow? He was. It's over his head for extra bases to the base of the wall. Vetrano's around second, hustling for third. The throw there is late. It's a triple. Green dared Vetrano to hit it over his head, and he said mission accepted and accomplished. And for the Great Lakes Loons, that's their third triple of the year. Number one for Vetrano, who had been 1-for-15 this season entering that at-bat. He turned around Robinson. The Loons have the potential first run of the game at third. Jordan Thompson takes a fastball up and in. Rodney Green Jr. stays in center. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. Thompson is 4-for-17 this year. Three singles and a home run. The LSU Tiger swings and rips it out to left field. Down for a base hit in front of Elliott. Vetrano scores. Throw it to second. RBI single Thompson. And 1-0 Great Lakes. Vetrano caught his flush. Thompson did not. And he cashes in his second RBI of the year. So the Loons have scored first in all three games now of this series. They won the first. They lost the second. Check on the runner. Thompson back in. No tag by Montero. Tomorrow is a dollar dog day for game four of the series. $1 hot dogs here at Jackson Field. 6:05 p.m. the first pitch. Gates open at 5. Cole Myers bats left. The pitch up high. Today is, of course, Light Thirsty Thursday. First one of the year. And our drink specials in effect, $3 domestics, $3 soft drinks, $5 seltzers. And we'll have those same drink specials at 2 days on Saturday. 1:05 p.m. start time. It's a day party at Darty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him. Thompson the runner, worth keeping an eye on, by the way. He has one steal. He's been caught stealing once. And it happened on the same tour around the bases. Happened yesterday against Junior Tour. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. So Coors Light Thirsty Thursday today. Dollar Dog Day tomorrow. And then the Saturday, Darty with the drink specials. And then the Lugnuts will have the first Capital City Market Kids Day on Sunday. Robinson's pitch. Up and away. Capital City Market Kids Day means we've got all sorts of great things here for you. Ah, the balloon twisting, the face painting. Kids run the bases after the game. And then across the street, a Capital City Market, some chalk, some free ice cream, some great music. Outside ball three. Cole Myers batting seventh. Nelson Quiroz waits on deck. Myers is the former Troy Trojan, drafted last year in the 9th round. Thompson at first, one out. Does Thompson run? Yes. Payoff pitch served in the air out to left center field. Rodney Green Jr.'s over there. Makes the catch. Quickly gets it in, but Thompson is safely already on his way back to first. Myers flies to center. And there's two gone. Loons lead 1-0. Bring up Nelson Quiroz. Email address for the broadcast booth. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. jgoldstrass at lansinglugnuts.com. Hello, Jack Alexander. Robinson misses high. Ball one to Quiroz. Hello to you wherever you're tuned in. You can feel free. Drop a message. Thanks for keeping me company. From Lansing. Ball and offering to Quiroz, batting left. Line drive base hit left field. Elliott gathers, gets it in. Thompson checks into second on the Kiro single. So this Loon's second inning, following the leadoff foul out, has gone triple, single, flyout, single. One run already scored. First and second, two away. And here comes the number nine hitter in the order, Eduardo Guerrero. The switch hitter Guerrero. He's a youngster. He is 19. He and Josue de Paula are the teenagers on the Loons roster. The pitch. Down low, ball one. And up there on the video board, Terry Alipert has put, shout out, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. It escaped the pit crew, they were asking. And it escaped me. I asked Terry for the explanation. Guerrero takes a called strike. And what we figured out was we've got several different generations at work here in the ballpark. We've got the young, young crew. And I am officially in the old heads. Kiro's at first, Thompson at second, two outs. Robinson's pitch. A bouncing ball right of the mound. Backhanded Yamauchi and the glove flipped to second. Valenzuela forces Kiro's. Side retired. Lynn score one on three hits. Strand two. One and a half complete. Great Lakes one, Lansing nothing.
Miss Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are what we call amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Millions of kids go to schools that don't have funding for books, computers, and so much more just because of where they live. You can help change that. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You choose which supplies to support. You could provide first graders with pencils and paper, or other students with their first chapter books, help a music class get a guitar.
You could even supply a classroom like mine with a science project. But what you're really giving is the moment that sparks a brighter tomorrow.
To learn more, please visit donorschoose.org. That's donorschoose.org. Choose students. Shape the future.
Hi, I'm Dave Burba. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Let's head back to the game.
Bottom of the second inning. Lansing Lugnuts coming up. Down to the Loons 1-0. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. Clark Elliott leads off. Patrick Copen lets it fly. That starts him off with a called strike. Elliott, Valenzuela, and Rodriguez, 6-7-8 in the order. Right to lefty. Strike two called at the knees. Patrick Copen was drafted by the Dodgers in the seventh round 2 years ago. And believe you me, the man has strikeout stuff. He has fanned two so far. Looking for a third. Here it comes. The curveball dotted in. Fell off the map. Clark Elliott, the Michigan Wolverine. On the 1-2. High fastball rides away. Hello to Paul Hammerly checking in. Good to hear from you, Paul. And Paul has a question for me about this Lugnuts team. From 0-2 to 2-2. At the break even. Below the knees. Elliott has worked the count full. And here we go once again. The deep count against Copen. I mentioned the two strikeouts. He also had the two walks in the first inning. So the 3-2. Bounced foul right side. Pitch count elevating early. Copen has tossed more pitches than the Lugnuts Kyle Robinson. Robinson threw two innings. Loons lead 1-0. Again, the payoff. Check swing went too far, struck him out. Third strikeout for Copen. Oh, the full arsenal was on display right there. Credit Elliott for getting the count full. Zahid Valenzuela drags a bunt right side. First baseman Vetrano gloves. The other hand to Copen at the bag. Not in time. Valenzuela beats out the bunt single. And now CJ Rodriguez. No deep count there. CJ swings and misses. Strike one. Righty, righty. Number 8, hit on the order. Valenzuela takes off, pitches down, throw down to second, is late. Valenzuela swipes the bag. One ball, one strike, one out, down 1-0. Rodriguez waves through it. Good fastball from Copen. 1-2. So Paul Hammerly asks, will this year's Lugnuts team be stronger on the pitching side, on the hitting side, or will it be more balanced? It's a good question. Pitcher's pitch 1-2. Buries it. Catcher Kiro's caught some chuck dust and a lot of dirt. Two balls and two strikes. A base hit from CJ and the Lugnuts will tie the score. Paul, I'm thinking about the answer. Copen offers. Broke it outside. Full count. Casey Amauchi is on deck. CJ through 3 games, 4 hits and 10 at-bats, plus 3 walks. So he's reached base 7 out of 13 plate appearances. The payoff. Bouncer foul left side. Paul, I'm going to say that this Lugnuts team is going to start off the year, especially once things warm, that the better side will be the hitting side. And then I think that the pitching side might overtake them as the year goes on. Once again, the full count offering. Up and away, ball 4. Third walk for Copen. Earned by CJ. First and second for the Lugnuts with only 1 man out. The reason why I say that with the Lugnuts order, you have the newcomers in Rodney Green Jr. and Tommy White, plus Darlene Montero. But there are so many players who have experience in the Midwest League. In the order today, the 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters all have Midwest League experience. So I think the offense will take the lead early. Here's Casey Amauchi. Ball 1 high. It's the Loons who literally took the lead early today. On the top of the second inning, Jordan Thompson, an RBI single. Speaking of Midwest League experience, Thompson is one of the rare Loons with experience in the MWL. George, Hope, Wagner, Vetrano, Myers, all making their MWL debut. Strike called. 1-1. I think from the Lugnuts on the starting side, I'm expecting good things from the returners. I think, though, as the year goes on, the Gage Jump, Steven Echeverria, Junior Tour are going to be awesome. Highly effective. The 1-1. Badly fooled. Waves and misses. As it broke away. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Casey Amauchi. Fourth game for Casey this year. has a couple of singles and a couple of walks in 9 at-bats. Yesterday, drew a walk, scored a run. 1-0 loons. One out. Valenzuela at second, Rodriguez at first. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball fouled back. So, Paul, put me down for some great offense in the early going. I am watching the Stockton Ports very closely, though, because they have some guys who've shown off some great bats. And if what I think is going to happen is going to happen, which is we'll see promotions. Watch out. Yamauchi spoils this pitch foul into the screen. Yesterday, Stockton. I mean, what an outstanding performance against the Dodgers single-A affiliate. That's what's really fun is you've got the Loons and the Lugnuts playing here in the Midwest League. And right below, it's Rancho Cucamonga against Stockton. Yesterday, Stockton beat Rancho 12-5. Well done. 2-1, 1 out. The 1-2. Inside drills him. Base is loaded. Opens command issues, hiccuping here. Lead-off strikeout, then the great bunt single by Valenzuela. But that was followed by the walk to CJ and the hit by pitch. And here's Rodney Green Jr., who struck out looking his first time. Rodney has struck out 12 times. This is his sixth game. Righty to lefty. Strike called, fastball. Real quick, back to Stockton. They beat the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 12-5 yesterday. They scored in all but two innings, including a six-run sixth inning. Ali Camarillo, 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 runs. Cam Leary knocked in 6. Green pops it up. Left side of the diamond, third baseman Wagner over. Shortstop Guerrero there, too. Infield fly rule is in effect. 2 outs. Logan Wagner, the third baseman, handling. Now Tommy White. Rodney can't get the job done. Well, how about the NCAA home run champion? White struck out his first time up against Copen. Here it comes. Going away. Looking for a home run number one in high A. White last year, 2 home runs for the Ports. The pitch. Fouled away. Right side. Strike one. That Cameron Leary performance yesterday for the Stockton Ports. 3 for 5, 3 runs scored, 6 RBIs. He homered twice and he stole 3 bases in the 12-5 Stockton win. Tommy White was teammates with Leary last year after they were both drafted. White out of LSU. The deal. Up and away. Leary out of Boston College. We could well see him in the Lugnuts order later on this year. Just like Ali Camarillo. Maybe Jared Sprague. Yamauchi, Rodriguez, Valenzuela filling the bags. Patrick Copen's pitch. Fouled up and away to the right side. Two gone. Patrick Copen one strike away from getting out of this jam and stranding 3. He is protecting a 1-0 lead. The delivery to White. Down and away. Gets away from Quiroz. And from third, Valenzuela scores. Rodriguez to third. Yamauchi to second. Wild pitch ties up the game. 1-1. Boy, how frustrating. Patrick Copen's stuff is filthy, and that one just a little bit too much so. Nelson Quiroz could not stop it. Action in the Loons' pen. Second and third for White. 2 gone. And the pitch. Up high. Ball 4. Reload the bases. for a second consecutive inning. Here's the pitching coach, Sean Coyne. Mountain Conference called to order. Jared Dickey is coming up to home plate for the Lugnuts. Hello to Marsha Bullard checking in via email. Marsha writing that it's still way too cold to come out to the ballpark. I hear you. They're playing through it anyway. It's 38 degrees. The wind chill has it feeling like it's 32 degrees. When I check in with the players each day, it's just tough conditions to play baseball. And I want you to understand that as we go through Patrick Hoppe trying to get his way out of the second inning. These are difficult conditions to grip the baseball. It's White at first, Yamauchi at second, Rodriguez at third. None of them hit safely. A walk, a hit batter, a walk. 1-1 tie game, 2 outs. The pitch to Jared Dickey. Flied out to left center field. Center fielder Zaire Hoppe is there with a catch, heading over. And after all of that, the Lugnuts score only one run. The bunt single by Valenzuela. He comes in on the wild pitch. So onward to the third. Lansing and Great Lakes. Tie game. 1-1 from Jackson Field.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. As the father of two boys who are almost Ryan's age now, I'm more determined than ever to end the AIDS epidemic for good. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. We've saved over 5 million lives. That's over 5 million sons and daughters, parents and spouses, friends and loved ones. Please join me, and together we can finally achieve the AIDS-free world that Ryan envisioned. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. And to see the very latest we've accomplished through the Rocket Fund to End AIDS, follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
This is Gage Jump. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the game.
Unusual game so far. Three hits for the Loons net their run in the top of the second. The Lugnuts answer with a rally that featured one hit, and it was a bunt. And they tie the score, and they leave the bases loaded. So it's 1-1, opening up the third inning. And the first pitch for Kyle Robinson is fouled back by Kendall George, right in front of Colton, working the high home camera. He was ready. Yes, he was ready. Swing and a miss by Kendall George. Now the count is 0-2. George, DePaul, and Hoppe. This is 1-2-3 in the Loons order. The 0-2. Up high.
I know.
That's a big three.
Trying to kill me.
Big three of prospects, although in a Loons order that it's not just them that can all knock you around. Pitcher's pitch. A curveball is grounded right back to the pitcher. Kyle Robinson over the first, and there's one down. There's a large crew here, or I should say, there's a vocal crew here. The folks who've come out on a cold night and our first Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. I can hear them. I've seen larger crowds that were quieter. Jose de Paula takes the breaking ball down low. Ball one. De Paula's first time up, he struck out. Kendall George tried to steal second, and CJ Rodriguez threw him out. Ball one pitch. Stays outside. He'll strike him out, throw him out, double play. This is round two now. Robinson the righty against DePaula the lefty. 1-1 tie game. Here it comes. At the knees. Strike called. Josue DePaula out of Brooklyn. The two-tone bat in hand. Offering. Strike two called. Count is even.
That sounds like one of those social media prompts. Like,
down in the Lugnuts pen, there are some relievers who are just milling about. The pitch? That's down low. I mean, we've got more precipitation today. It's not heavy. It's present. And so you just have a reliever here, a reliever there, just standing about, looking down at their shoes. Full count pitch. DePaula grounds it sharply to first. Darlene Montero calls off the pitcher, takes it himself. Two away in the top of the third inning. And bring up Zaire Hope. Here at Jacksonville, too, there's no real awning above the broadcast booth. So when it rains inside the booth. We get wet. Hope takes a ball low. Great Lakes 1, Lansing 1. That wind is blowing it right in. And it smears the scorecard just a bit. A ball one offering. Line drive center field. Will it hang up? No. Sinks down in front of Green for a base hit. And Hope is on. There's hope for the Loons here in the third inning with a two-out single. Fourth hit allowed by Robinson. And watching Kyle so far, it's early. It's his second appearance in the MWL. It's only his fifth professional appearance. It's his first start. But so far from what I'm seeing, he is a strike thrower. Problem right now is he's only struck out two. Logan Wagner swings, lofts it, shallow left, shortstop Valenzuela out, and he drops it off his glove and down. Hope digs for second base belatedly. Throw comes into third. Logan Wagner is on the error, the dropped pop by Saheed Valenzuela. First and second for the Loons. And let's take Zaire Hope to task just a touch, because that's two outs. And when there's two outs and there's contact, you gotta go. And he didn't. Zaire Hope was playing it back toward first base as if there were no outs or one out in the inning, and he might have to go right back to the bag. And that spot, he's gotta be breaking on contact. And so the Loons only have first and second. A dribbler foul right side by Joe Vetrano. Strike one. But there's hope for the Loons. And there's also Wagner. Wagner at first, Hope at second. And with Kyle Robinson trying to put this inning to bed quickly, no. Suddenly treacherous. What I was getting to about Robinson was, in his first outing against Fort Wayne, there were a lot of swings and misses with the changeup. There aren't swings and misses right now. The pitch, fly ball center field. Rodney Green Jr. goes back, over his head, and all the way to the wall. Extra bases for Vetrano. Hope scores. Wagner scores. It's a two-run double. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. Second time in the game that the Loons have hit a fly over Rodney Green Jr. in center. Second time, frankly, that Joe Vetrano has driven the ball over Rodney Green Jr. It was Vetrano's triple in the second inning, and then he scored on the Thompson single. And now here's Vetrano with a two-run double in the third. Nobody has barreled Robinson better than Vetrano. Jordan Thompson steps in. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. There's a swing and a miss for Robinson. And these runs are unearned. If Saheed Valenzuela catches the pop-up by Wagner, the Lugnuts are batting right now. Thompson's one for one with an RBI single. The deal? Strike called on the outside corner. Well, the Lugnuts might be ruining. Not scoring more than one run in the bottom of the second inning. It left the bases loaded. On the 0-2. Swing and a miss. There's the third strikeout for Robinson. That is first since the end of the first inning. But the Loons score two. A single, an error, and then a two-run two-bagger from Joe Vetrano. As we go to the bottom of the third inning, it's Great Lakes now leading 3-1 in Lansing.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. As the father of two boys who are almost Ryan's age now, I'm more determined than ever to end the AIDS epidemic for good. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. We've saved over 5 million lives. That's over 5 million sons and daughters, parents and spouses, friends and loved ones. Please join me, and together we can finally achieve the AIDS-free world that Ryan envisioned. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. And to see the very latest we've accomplished through the Rocket Fund to End AIDS, follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
This is Gage Jump. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the game.
The Loons lead 3-1. They lost a 1-0 lead entering the second, but they take this 2-run lead out of the home third. And Nate Nankill greets Patrick Copen by taking ball one down and away. Nankill, Montero, and Elliott. 4, 5, 6 batters in the order against the Loons righty. He winds and throws. Caught off the hands, foul. Strike one. That fastball's mid to upper 90s. Copen brings it. The old and trustworthy stadium radar gun just read 97. Here's the break even. Up high. 2 balls and a strike. Nankill walked his first time up. 1 of 4 walks given out by Copen. But none of them have scored. The pitch. Ball three. He's aiming for the inside corner. And the Loons have warmed up action behind Copen in the first inning and the second inning. He's out for the third. He deals the 3-1, and it's fouled off at home. And the count is full. Copen right now is at 65 pitches, 35 strikes, 30 balls. One run allowed, only one hit, and that was a bunt single. And he has struck out three looking for a fourth. His payoff, inside. And he has walked his fifth. Darlin Montero is coming up. With players in the Midwest League, I have the opinion, and you can judge me accordingly, that April just gets thrown out largely. Darlin Montero batting left. Swings and grounds it right side. Underneath the Petrano. Thompson can't get it. Base hit right field. Nankill the turn. He takes third. A throw by DePaula into second. Darlin Montero ambushes with a single. Lugnuts at the corners with nobody out. There's Clark Elliott. All of these stats count. And whatever happens right here from Elliott, that's going to go into the books. It has just seemed to me that performances get better and better in the Midwest League once you get out of the rain and the cold. These guys are competing. Tough weather. First pitch. Outside with a fastball. When the Lugnuts were affiliated with the Blue Jays, the coaches would tell the players, well, when you make it up to the major leagues, this is what it's going to be like. Late autumn, playing in Boston or New York. Big games. Big game early. Great Lakes, Lansing. Loons up 3-1. Montero takes off. The pitch up and away and then squirts out of the mid of Quiroz. No transfer. Steal of second from Montero. And now Copen's in a lot of trouble. second and third with nobody out, protecting a two-run lead. And a two-ball, no-strike count on Clark Elliott. Darlin Montero's second steal. Here's the pitch. Elliott grounds foul. Pulled up the right side. Beyond the assistant hitting coach, coaching at first, Cooper Goldby. Out of Yuba City, California. Goldby had been managing the Dominican Summer League before coming up to Lansing this year. Copen's 2-1. Check swing. Just barely missed. Loons were looking for it. They're trying for the appeal. Did he go? Will there be an appeal? He did not go. Three balls and a strike on Elliott. The Loons manager, Jair Fernandez, hanging out over the railing, third base side of the dugout. First base open. 3-1 pitch. Walked in. Missed outside. And those bases are loaded again. Patrick Copen walked two in the first, two in the second, and he has walked two here in the third, sandwiched around the Montero single. Well, can the Lugnuts take advantage? Saeed Valenzuela swings and flares the first pitch foul. Off the left side, over the dugout, here to the seats. Strike one. And a kid heads for the baseball. Get there. Take your time. See if you can locate it. Ah, the kid spotted that ball. Switch hitting Valenzuela, batting left. Dragged a bunt single his first time up. 3-1 Loons in the third. The pitch. High for a ball. Valenzuela scored the Lugnuts' first and only run at this point. After the bunt single, he stole second, moved to third in a hit-by-pitch of Yamauchi, and then was wild-pitched in. Copen's pitch. Up and away. Ball two. And it's feeling right now like Patrick Copen might have trouble escaping this third inning. And there's action in the pen behind him. Nobody out. Runner at every bat. The pitch. Bouncing ball up the third base side, but foul. Full count for Valenzuela. The weapon in Copen's back pocket, maybe in his front pocket, because it's ever present, as he's a strikeout pitcher, and he could really use one right now. He fires the payoff. Got him swinging. High cheddar. Fourth strikeout for Copen. One down for C.J. Rodriguez. Base is loaded. One out. Loons lead 3-1. Lugs threatening. Righty to righty. Bowled back. Strike one. Bait on the fastball. Hello to Jeff Wack checking in. Appreciate you, Jeff. Things have been hairy here. Might not do a trivia question. We'll see. Rodriguez takes. Strike two called. That's filthy. Elliott at first. Montero at second. Nankill at third. There's speed at first and second. 0-2. Check swing, went too far. Copen strikes out Rodriguez. CJ doesn't like it. Five strikeouts for Copen. And that's going to do it. It's pitch count. He would love the opportunity to strike his way out of the bases loaded, none out jam. Instead, it's going to go to the pen. Patrick Copen, 80 pitches, 43 strikes, 37 balls, only one run allowed, five strikeouts and six walks, plus a couple of singles. And the only run that he allowed was a wild pitch last inning. So for the Loons, the new man into the ballgame is the righty, Jesus Luna. We saw Luna pitch earlier in the series. One of the opener 2 days ago. Tossed two-thirds of an inning. One hit, one walk. He struck out two. When he came in, he inherited two runners. And he allowed an RBI single to Tommy White. And then he started notching the strikeouts. He fanned Jared Dickey and Clark Elliott. He has the contact hitting Casey Yamauchi in front of him. That warm-up goes all the way to the backstop. Well, it's a thirsty Thursday, if you couldn't tell from the crowd reaction. The Loons just took the 3-1 lead in the top of this third inning. Saheed Valenzuela dropped a pop-up, rushing out into shallow left field off the bat of Logan Wagner. And then Joe Vetrano immediately took advantage by walloping a two-run double to center. Well, the Lugnuts in the bottom of this third inning. Nate Nankill drew a walk. Darlene Montero singled him to third. Then Clark Elliott walks. So Lansing was in business. But Patrick Copen, before he had to depart the game, whiffed Saheed Valenzuela and C.J. Rodriguez. 2 2/3 today for Copen. And you know, for Patrick Copen, third two appearances this year, 6 1/3 innings, 14 strikeouts and 10 walks, but only two base hits, both singles, one a bunt single. Here we go. Lugnuts down 3-1, two outs, base is loaded. Casey Yamauchi swings and dribbles the first pitch down to third base. Wagner comes in, but it crosses the line, and it's a foul ball. Casey is hitterish as per the usual. He gets up there looking to swing the bat and put the ball into play. Elliott runs great at first. Montero has wheels at second. Nate Nankill very close right now to third base. Second baseman Thompson up the middle. Here's the deal. Ripped beyond Nankill behind his back, foul. Be careful. Hey, Nate can move. Describing everybody's speed. That showed off some speed right there and reflexes, but I don't think he broke expression. Center fielder Hope is shallow. He was shading Casey into left center. Maybe a couple of steps to left center. The right center gap is wide open. And this is an 0-2 from Luna. Down low, blocked by Quiros. Don't want another wild pitch if you're Great Lakes. One wild pitch, one run. One ball and two strikes. Luna, the pitcher, out of Mexico. Signed as a free agent 6 years ago by the Dodgers. 6'6". Delivers to the Hawaiian. Outside corner, struck him out with a breaking ball. Side retired. Three straight reach. Three straight strikeout. Three runners left and nobody scores. The Lugnuts show the Loons 3-1 going to the fourth.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hey, it's Cole Kahn with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the broadcast.
the Lansing Lugnuts have left the bases loaded each of the last two innings, and they trailed the Loons 3-1. Yesterday, the Lugnuts also left the bases loaded two consecutive innings, but they won the ballgame 8-2. They were scoring runs. Kyle Robinson back to the hill for the Lugnuts. Dylan DeCole Myers, left-handed batter. Strike called outside corner. Myers, Quiroz, and Guerrero, 7-8-9. A big righty lets it fly. Inside corner, strike two call. We've got two different pitchers on the hill. We're 6'6" tall. 0-2. Curve ball smacked on the ground toward short. Backhand Valenzuela. Plants, fires, out at first. One away. Saheed Valenzuela is playing every day at shortstop. And that was not the plan entering this year. The plan was for the third rounder out of Rutgers, Joshua Carota Grauer, to be the everyday shortstop. But Josh injured his hamstring against Fort Wayne. Nelson Quiroz takes a ball low. And it was chasing a little blooper out in a shallow left field in the series finale on Sunday. What a. Quiroz pops it up in the infield. Third baseman White sprints in at a foul ground. He wants it. He's got it. Two outs. So Carota Grauer was placed on the injured list. And so Saheed Valenzuela is playing every day at short. Casey Yamauchi is playing every day at second. Valenzuela and Yamauchi were scheduled to split time at second base, and maybe one of them spells Carota Grauer every now and then. The pitch to Eduardo Guerrero shows bunt, pulls back, takes a called strike. Tommy White every day at third. Darlin Montero and TJ Schofield Sam splitting time at first. A one pitch. Waved at a missed. Oh, the off speed. Filthy. Nothing and two on Guerrero. Ratted into a fielder's choice his first time. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. Robinson has set down two in a row. This was where trouble developed last inning. Deals the 0-2. Anthony, strike 3 called. Strike at number 4 for Robinson. Three of those have been the third out. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning. That was good for the right-hander from Texas Tech. In command. But the Loons are leading the Lugnuts 3-1.
Your child is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is CJ Rodriguez with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the game.
To the top of the order for the Nuts. Green, White, and Dickey. 1-2-3 against the right-handed reliever Jesus Luna. Just struck out Casey Yamauchi to end the third inning. The Lugnuts so far have had all sorts of base runners, but they only have scored one. And they're down 3-1. Here's Rodney Green Jr. batting left. Powerful. First pitch. He swings and elevates it high and foul. Back of home plate. To our left, here comes, dropping down to the stands. Strike one. Rodney is 0-2 today. Struck out looking. He is an infield fly rule pop-up. And has not been pretty for the Lugnuts right now with the bases loaded. 0-1 pitch. That too is fouled away, scratching the sky before it comes down. In the first inning, the Lugs had first and second, two outs. Darlene Montero grounded out. On the second inning, they had the bases loaded, and, well, this pitch comes inside. Well, first I'm going to take you back. They had C.J. Rodriguez and Casey Amauchi on. And, well, bases loaded for Rodney Green Jr., and he hit the infield fly rule pop, and then a wild pitch scored a run. And then Tommy White walked to reload the bases, but Jared Dickey flied out. Green takes a ball low, 2-2. And then in the third inning, you had the three straight strikeouts with the bases loaded. So no hits yet with runners on. Runners in scoring position, I should say. 2-2. Inside for ball three. Darlene Montero did single with Nate Nankill at first base last inning. But you know what a silver lining has been? That the Lugnuts have shown a great batting eye, right? Here's another full count. At a 3-2 pitch to Rodney Green Jr. Down low for ball four. And the Nuts draw their seventh walk of the game. Did you hear about the game in the Florida State League that featured more than seven walks? Specifically, did you hear about the game that featured 22 walks? The Dunedin Blue Jays beat the Jupiter Hammerheads. They beat them 19-5. This game was on Tuesday. Runner takes off. Tommy White takes a ball high. Throw down to second base. The tag on Green. In time. Green is out. Second baseman Thompson covering off the throw by Quiroz. And so much for the leadoff walk from Green. One out. Base is clear. And one ball, no strikes, and Tommy White. Lansing is down 3-1. Bottom of the fourth. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. The Dunedin Blue Jays drew 22 walks on Tuesday. Oh, by the way, they also had three hit-by-pitches. So 25 free trips on the bases. The pitch, White takes, inside corner, strike two called. J.R. Freethy received four free passes. So did Sam Shaw. Wow. Tommy White takes a ball outside. And it's 2-2. White today has struck out, and he's drawn a walk. And he has worked both of his plate appearances to 3-2 counts. A lot of pitches being utilized in this game. Lins are up. One out. This is a 2-2. And it's ripped on the ground to shortstop. Vacuumed by Guerrero. The throw to first. White's the second out. This was a story that made MLB.com. This was a story that got a lot farther than that. Jared Dickey takes one bouncing in from Jesus Luna. I think that got off the home plate umpire, Chad Lagana. Nelson Quiroz whiffed. So right now, the Lugnuts have walked seven times, and not a single one of those walks has scored. They're trailing 3-1. There's two outs with the bases clear. Righty to lefty. Dickey swings, fouls it away. Up the left side. One ball and one strike. The Lugnut starter, Kyle Robinson, 61 pitches to record 12 outs. And for the Loons, we're at pitch number 98. In there for a called strike. They might hit 100 to get their 12 outs. But again, Lansing only has one run. Three runs, five hits for the Loons. Two-run double by Joe Vitrano, breaking the tie in the third inning. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. Dickey takes a ball up and away. So now this is going to be the Loons' 100th pitch. There were 80 pitches for Patrick Hopen. 2 2/3 innings, one run, six walks, five strikeouts. Only two singles allowed. Jesus Luna looking to end the inning. Misses down low. 3-2 and Jared Dickey. There was a game between the Lugnuts and the Loons, I remember, where the Loons walked 7 straight Lugnuts batters at one point. This is not that game. As Dickey hits a high fly out to center, routine Zaire Ho. Can of corn puts it away, inning over. One walk, but a caught stealing. Nobody left, no runs. To the fifth, Loons up 3-1 over the Lugnuts.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use database uses photo matching technology across multiple social media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.org.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Hey, it's Sahid Valenzuela with the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Robinson pitches into the fifth inning. The Lugnuts right-hander trails Great Lakes 3-1. The Code Red Loons bring up the top three hitters in their order. Names written in red, they're all lefties against the righty. Robinson to Kendall George. Strike called to begin things. I'm Jessica Briggs-Dressler. Thanks for keeping me company. George has walked, but he's been caught stealing, and he has a ground out. Takes this pitch low. One ball and a strike. It's been the middle part of the Loons' order. Specifically, Joe Vitrano, that's been the problem for Robinson. Break even. Served in the air out to center field. Hanging up. Green hauls it in. One gone. Well, let's meet Kyle Robinson. The 6'6 right-hander on the hill. Robinson, one of 5 2024 draft picks on the Lugnuts opening day roster. You've got the second rounder at third base, Tommy White. The second rounder, compensatory, Gage Jump, who's going to start tomorrow night. Josue de Paula takes a ball down and in. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1 in the fifth inning. Third rounder, Joshua Carota-Grauer is on the injured list. Fourth rounder, Rodney Green Jr. just caught that last George fly in center. Ground ball hit to second. Room service hop, Yamauchi over to first. 2 outs. Might have broken DePaula's bat. There comes Zaire Hope. Kyle Robinson went from George C. Marshall High School, where he played 4 years on the varsity. It was all-conference first team as a sophomore, a junior, a senior, and as a senior, he was both the conference pitcher of the year and the conference player of the year. From there off to Texas Tech. Yells to Hope. Out of strike called. So you've got one man out of Falls Church, Virginia, Kyle Robinson. And the other, Zaire Hope, out of Chesapeake, Virginia. The pitch. Fouled away. Left side. Up into the clubhouse. Up in Sweet Level. Sweet Level Lounge. Loons lead 3-1. Last base runner, though, for the Loons was the Vitrano tie-breaking 2-run double in the third inning. Righty to lefty. The deal. Bouncing in that over the left shoulder of Rodriguez. Yeesh. One ball, one strike. 58-footer. From George C. Marshall High School, Robinson to Texas Tech. And I should also mention, in 2023, he was on the collegiate national team. He delivers. That's ripped out to right field. And it falls for a base hit. A bounce in front of Dickey. Zaire Hope has his second knock. A 2-out single. Sixth hit for the Loons against Robinson. Logan Wagner steps in. Kyle Robinson is a freshman, was a reliever as a sophomore. Started getting some starts for the Red Raiders. Logan Wagner takes a called strike on the outside corner. As a matter of fact, as a sophomore, the way that Robinson finished the year, Texas Tech trusted him a lot. Tossed a gem against Oklahoma State in the Big 12 tournament. 3-1 loons. 0-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. 5 scoreless innings, 8 strikeouts, member of the all-tournament team in the Big 12. And then Texas Tech started Robinson against the number 2 team in the country, the Florida Gators. And Robinson held them to 2 earned runs in 5 innings in the NCAA tournament. Then as a junior, he led the Red Raiders in innings. Runner takes off, the pitch is low. Throw down to second base, hops in late. Valenzuela tried to deke the runner, hope at second. Took a hard step back toward center as if the ball had escaped him. Zaire Hope, though, stayed close enough to the cushion. And then the two of them acknowledge each other. That makes Zaire smile. How's his heart palpitating? Yeah, Saeed almost had him. But Zaire has the steal. One ball and two strikes on Logan Wagner, trying to bring in his teammate. Serves it into the air, twisting out to left. Clark Elliott rounding right to the corner. He runs it down. Oh, that's going to do it. So the Red Raider Robinson posts a scoreless top of the fifth inning. Hey, 5 innings, 3 runs, 2 unearned for Kyle here today. Strands Hope at second base. We're halfway to the halfway to the house. The Loons, though, leading the Lugnuts 3-1.
I'm Elton John. When he was just 13, my friend Ryan White was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Miss Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Ankle here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts.
The clouds above are getting lower and thicker. This game moves into the bottom of the fifth inning. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. Nate Nankill leads off. On the first offering from Roque Gutierrez. Waved at and missed. Strike 1. Hey, Roque. First appearance of the year. Gutierrez is out of Mexico. Out of Guasave, Sinaloa. Deals. Check swing. He went, says the home plate umpire, Chad Lagana. No balls and two strikes on Nankill, who has walked, and he's also walked. Cleanup hitter in the order. Montero on deck. Elliott in the hole. Righty, righty. Here it comes. A ground ball on the left side. Deep backhand shortstop Guerrero. Long throw, not scooped by Vetrano. Nankill is on. Now Nankill spun to the left at a quick backup by the catcher Quiroz. Beating Vetrano, apply the tag too late as Nankill scrambled back safely out of the bag. Things got a little bit exciting there for Nate. Good backup by Nelson Quiroz. But Nankill is on. Infield single. Here's that play again. You know what? I think Nate never touched first base. I think he hopped right over the bag. So he had to get back to first base. Dailin Montero batting left. The pitch. Breaking ball. Back door for a called strike. Nankil has reached base all three times so far. This is what we saw from him to end last year. The pitch to Montero. Fly ball, left field. Cole Myers backs up. He has plenty of room out there. Makes the catch. Nate back to first base. One out. 3-1 loons. One in the second for Great Lakes and two in the third inning. Joe Vetrano, the first baseman, tripled in the second, singled home by Thompson. And then in the third inning, it was Vetrano with a two-run double. A Lugnuts only run. A wild pitch by starter Patrick Copen to bring in Saheed Valenzuela from third in the second inning. That's it. One on, one out for Clark Elliott. Takes a ball low. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, the Whitecaps are leading the Captains 3-1. They're in the middle of the third inning from Lake County. The pitch. Elliott fouls it back. Strike one. The Peoria Chiefs are still looking for their first win of the year. They play in South Bend against the Cubs. Well, there's no score going to the third inning. Neither team has a hit yet. Fort Wayne and Dayton are scoreless, home second from Dayton, Ohio. 1-1. Breaks down and in. Ball two for Elliott. Just underway, Wisconsin and Quad Cities. And Beloit and Cedar Rapids aren't even underway yet. Thomas White will be on the mound when they begin. Elliott has struck out and he's walked. Nankil is short lead at first. Shortstop up the middle. Pitch on its way. Low ball three. Well, well, well. You know, we haven't had in a while. And I mean, in four batters, has been a Lugnuts walk. Seven Lugnuts have walked in the game. A pickoff throw, Nankil safe. Back in hands first. There is action in the Lugnuts pen, so I suspect the Kyle Robinson's night has concluded. Five innings, one earned run. The pitch. Bounced foul. Lugnuts dugout right side. Tom Reisinger is warming up. So from Robinson to Reisinger. I dare say. Clark Elliott out of Barrington, Illinois. The light-colored bat in hand choking up. From the left side waiting. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Gutierrez strikes him out. And that is not really Clark Elliott's game. He's the sort of hitter just tries to get on base, put the ball into play. And Roque Gutierrez with the whiff. Gutierrez replaces Jesus Luna. It went 1 1/3 innings. One strikeout, one walk, no hits, no runs. Gutierrez to Saheed Valenzuela. A ground ball hit to second. There's Jordan Thompson, sidewinding to first. And the leadoff single by Nankil, stranded at first base. No runs for the Lugnuts. We head to the sixth inning. 3-1 loons.
I'm Elton John.
Every year,
when he was just
millions
13,
of pets go
my
missing,
friend Ryan
leaving
White
families
was diagnosed with AIDS. This was 40 years ago. At the time, he was shunned and threatened by his community, yet his grace and determination to help change the world for himself and all those infected with HIV was an inspiration. He is part of the reason I founded the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Since it began, the foundation has helped reach over 100 million people at risk of and affected by AIDS. Learn more at eltonjohnaidsfoundation.org. Follow us at EJAF on Instagram.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nate Nankil here with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's get back to the game. Go Nuts!
It is Tom Reisinger who takes over on the hill for Lansing. Reisinger for Robinson. Hey, Kyle Robinson, first Midwest League start. This'll work. What do you say out of 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, but only one of them was earned. He walked 1 and he struck at 4. Great stuff to build on for the A's 11th rounder last year. And now Tom Reisinger, who was drafted by the A's in the 10th round 2 years ago. He deals to Joe Vitrano, who is the nemesis for Robinson. 3-1 loons. The 6th inning begins with a backdoor breaking ball for a called strike. This was the first thing that stood out to me in watching Reisinger early, was that he can spin it. Out of East Stroudsburg, easy for me to say, the curveball bounces in. What if I just told you he's from Coltmont, Pennsylvania? A 24-year-old at 6'3", 215 pounds, with a curly, blondish-brown hair. Spinning up that baseball, getting the sign from Rodriguez. Here it comes. Vachano takes below the knees. Ball 2. First Midwest League season for Reisinger. Last year pitching in Stockton. 16 out of the pen. 5 starts for him. Let's it fly. Runs it back to the inside corner for a called strike. Joe Vitrano. 2 for 2 with a triple and a 2-run double. So, you know, you could go single or homer here if you're Vitrano and set yourself up in position for your 4th at bat to go for the cycle. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strikeout pitcher. The pitch. The curveball is bounced up the first baseline, and that stays fair, right? But behind the bag, Montero takes it. And then right in for the out unassisted. That's a good way to describe that, as that ball came skipping up the line. It was hugging the line the whole way. Reminded me of a stone just skipping its way across a pond and then might have even skidded right over the base. So Vitrano is dispatched for the first time. Reisinger deals to Jordan Thompson. Left it outside. Ball 1. 1. Drafted following his junior year at ESU. Boy, were his strikeout numbers great. This pitch is hit high in the air out to center. Green couldn't find it. Now he locates it. He's underneath. He makes the catch. Oh, what a terrible feeling that is for Rodney Green Jr. But unfortunately for Jordan Thompson, he hit it too high. 2 outs. For Reisinger, 185 strikeouts combined. Between his 2 years at ESU. Looking for a perfect top of the 6th inning. His Lugnuts are down to the loons 3-1. Cole Myers takes a ball low. Myers fly to center and struck and grounded out to shortstop. Third baseman White way off his line toward the shortstop hole. Myers grounds it, pulled right side. Backhand, nifty sliding stop, Yamauchi, and the throw to first is in time. 3 up and 3 down go the loons against Reisinger. Credit the defense in the process. Casey Yamauchi, that was slick. 5.5 complete. Loons lead 3-1 over the Lugnuts.
What does a teddy bear dream of? A teddy bear dreams of a best friend that tucks them in at night and wakes them up in the morning. Who they share laughs and very secret secrets with. A best friend who they grow up with. What teddy bears don't dream of is being left alone, outside in the rain, in a shrine for school shooting victims who could have been their best friends.
School shootings are preventable. Learn the warning signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Stand Up to Cancer asked leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work.
2 words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
This is Daryl Kennedy, manager for your Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's get back to the game.
Oh, Casey Amauchi with a backhand sliding stop to his right up the middle, and then the throw to first to record the final out of the top of the sixth inning. So we go to the home half, and wouldn't it be right for Casey Amauchi to lead things off? He won't. He'll bat second. That's C.J. Rodriguez, and then Casey, and then the top of the order, and Rodney Green Jr., trailing the Loons 3-1. Roque Gutierrez, ready to work. C.J. takes a ball outside. Rodriguez has walked and struck out swinging. Right-hander against right-hander. Here's the pitch. And that's right in there. Strike call. The rain is continuing to fall. Not in enormous quantities. It's just steady and small. The pitch. Outside for a ball two. It's ever present, although, as I look off to the west, it does seem to me like there's a break in the cloud cover. Well, these guys can all take a break from getting wet out there. Hitter's pitch here, 2-1 on C.J. Rodriguez. Down low for ball three. Roque Gutierrez took over on the hill for the Loons last inning. He allowed an infield single leading off to Nate Nankill, but then a flyout, a strikeout, a ground out. And Nankill was left at first base. The Loons are protecting their 3-1 lead, doubling up the lugs and hit 6-3. Rodriguez fouls back the 3-1. And the count is full. C.J. Rodriguez was drafted by the A's, fifth round, 4 years ago from Vanderbilt. The catcher with a closed stance takes it up and in for ball four. He has walked for a second time. And that is the Lugnuts' eighth walk of the game. The first walk given out by Gutierrez. Casey Amauchi now, the number nine batter. Short lead at first base for Rodriguez. Yamauchi takes a called strike on the inside corner. AC2 gets right on top of the plate from the right side. Third baseman Wagner, a couple of steps behind the baseline. Second baseman Thompson to his right up the middle. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. Casey swung himself into a tizzy. On MILB TV and Bally Live, we've got that picture-in-picture look at the runner at first base, Rodriguez. CJ, no, though not a threat to run. That's in general not a part of his offensive game plan. So a very short lead for Carlos Rodriguez Jr. Nobody out. The pitch. And Yamauchi barely cut a piece. Just waved out. Deflected that ball backward. Stays alive. Yeah, CJ Rodriguez, no stolen bases through 245 games in the minors. In college, he did steal one bag for the Vandy Commodores. Lugnuts trail 3-1 in the home sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Yamauchi strikes out for a second time. And that does not happen to Casey very much. Here comes Rodney Green Jr., tied for first in the Midwest League in homers. He's only hit two of them. He hit them both, though, in the same game, and it came 2 days ago. Today he's 0-for-2 with a walk, and then he was caught stealing. That 2 innings ago. A pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. It's a 2-run lead for the Loons. The lights have been turned on. The night is chilly. Honored first one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He's just way out in front. The man on deck is Tommy White. And Green and White can produce offense in a hurry. But Roque Gutierrez, keeping Green off balance, deals. check swing on the change. Did he go? He did. Strike three. Bases umpire Runge the call. Back-to-back strikeouts for Gutierrez. So last inning, Nank hit the leadoff single. He was left at first. Rodriguez here on the sixth, the leadoff walk. And Roque Gutierrez is going to try to leave him at first. But first, he'll have to go through Tommy White. 0-2 with a walk today. Lugs down by two. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. He was trying to tie the game right there. ...304 feet down each line with a 23-foot tall wall. 407 out to right center. The pitch breaks down. One ball, one strike. When it comes to actual indications on the fences, how far is it away? There's only really three of them. And it's not to dead center. It's not to left center, right center. There's 337, 330 to the short walls. White pops it foul. Back and out of play. 337 is where it's written. Above the Dean Trailways digital billboard out and right, below the Lansing BWL sign, right near the Wrigley Ivy, below the flagpole. And 330 is where it's written. Yellow on the green wall, right below the short wall. At 330 right next to the home run hill. And home run hill and left, probably the easiest place in the ballpark to hit a home run. The 1-2 is waved at and missed. Roque Gutierrez fans Yamauchi, green and white. And he leaves the walk of Rodriguez to send us to the seventh. Loons leading 3-1.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
What's up? This is Tommy White with the Lansing Lugnuts. Let's head back to the diamond. Go Nuts.
The interpretive ribbon dancing on this Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. The Lugnuts trailing the Loons 3-1. Jesse Goldberg Strassler here from Lansing's Jackson Field. We have not seen any runs since the third inning. Tom Reisinger back to the hill to Nelson Quiros. He pushes a bunt foul up the third baseline. Strike one on the Loons catcher. Today in Lansing Lugnuts franchise history, couple of key events to tell you about. Quiros, Guerrero, George, 8-9-1. Reisinger's pitch, up and away from the righty. Quiros, a left-handed batter. Eduardo Guerrero, a switch hitter who will bat left. Kendall George, left-handed batter. There's only one pure right-handed hitter in the order. Thompson, who bats sixth. The 1-1. A ground ball to the second baseman, Yamauchi. Nice glove over to first. One away. Frustrating day for Casey today at the plate. He struck out twice. But in the field, he has looked nifty and comfortable. I should say, too, this is a brand new field here Jackson Field completely overhauled in the offseason. Eduardo Guerrero swings and fouls off the first pitch he sees. One out, seventh inning. 3-1 looms. That's something I'm very much keeping an eye on is, will there be fewer errors this year? As there should be a lot more truer bounces. Ground ball, left side, that gets through. In between White and Valenzuela, a base hit to left. Elliott gets it in. And a one-out single for Guerrero. His first hit of the game. Send up Kendall George. April 10th in Lugnuts history. Let's go to 2022. Let's go to 3 years ago. Tyler Soderstrom was the Lugnuts top prospect that year. He's doing some pretty good things in the majors right now, isn't he? Entering play today, tied for first in the major leagues with Aaron Judge with 6 homers. Here's the pitch. Kendall George rolls it over on the right side. Gamauchi grabs. Throws to first for the out. Guerrero takes second. 2 outs. Well, Tyler Soderstrom, April the 10th, 3 years ago. His first Lugnuts hit. Soderstrom got off to an icy start that year. He slumped for a lot of April. But his first hit was an RBI double. And the Lugnuts beat Lake County by 1 run, 6-5. There's Josue De Paula, runner at second, 2 outs. Pitches inside, ball 1. On the very same day in the major leagues, April 10th, 2022, Jordan Romano pitching for the Blue Jays, who had been a Lugnut back in 2016, broke Tom Henke's franchise record for the Jays, his 26th consecutive save. De Paula takes a called strike, 1-1. Great Lakes is batting, leading 3-1 in the top of the 7th. Well, there's 2 outs with Eduardo Guerrero, the runner at second, in scoring position. And the Loons looking for some insurance from De Paula. He's 0-3. Righty to lefty, Reisinger's offering. Golfed out to right field. Jared Dickey into his right. He picks it off, and the side is retired. Let's stand up and stretch it out. It's the Lugnuts trailing the Loons, 3-1. Hope you stretched it out, whoever you are. As we go to the bottom of the 7th inning, Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Roque Gutierrez stays in, and he fires a called strike to Jared Dickey. And Dickey is 0-2 with a walk. He has twice also flied out to the center fielder, Zaire Hope. He's a left-handed batter against the righty. Roque's pitch. A line drive out in the left center field. That's down for a base hit. Cut off by Myers. Plays it in. Holds Dickey to the leadoff single. Second time aboard today for Jared. And the Lansing Lugnuts once again have their leadoff hitter on. They didn't in the first inning. Rodney Green Jr. struck out. They didn't in the second inning. Clark Elliott struck out. But in the third, Nate Nankill drew a leadoff walk. In the fourth, Rodney Green Jr. drew a leadoff walk. In the fifth, Nate Nankill singled. And in the sixth inning, a walk to C.J. Rodriguez. And the single by Dickey in the seventh. Nate Nankill bounces down to third, grabbed by Wagner. Fires into second, one, hop to Thompson, one out. Turn to first, two. Around the horn, double play. 5-4-3, and not easy in the slightest. Not from Wagner down to the hot corner, back of the bag, nor from Thompson, right at the pivot. And a race, the leadoff base runner once again. All of those leadoff runners who have reached, and the Lugnuts have had nothing to show for it. Just one second inning run, that's it, down 3-1. Here's ball one, high to Darlin Montero. Montero, the first baseman, batting left. 1-for-3 with a single. Roddy Gutierrez offers. Swing and a miss. Oh, did that ball bite. I mean, the Lugnuts offense right now. 4 hits, 8 walks drawn. Plus a hit batter. 1 run. Swing and a miss. Montero, strike 2. Once again. Getting the off speed from Roque Gutierrez. And Gutierrez is right now 1 out away from 3 scoreless innings in his season debut. He's gone 2 2/3. He has whiffed 4. 2 outs, base is clear. 1-2. Foul tipped, strike 3. What a changeup. 5th strikeout for Gutierrez. Ends the 7th inning. 3-1 Loons go to the 8th from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain. And you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
I'm Johnny Butler with the Lansing Lugnuts. Time to get back to the broadcast.
Tom Reisinger continues onward. Against 3-4-5 for the Loons and Zaire Hope, Logan Wagner, and Joe Vetrano. It's Vetrano who's the reason the Loons are leading 3-1. His 2-run double in the third inning. And that right now is the difference. Reisinger completes his warm-up pitches. Fire down to second. Send it around the horn. And give it back to the Pennsylvania. And Zaire Hope. He's had a hand in this too. He's 2-for-3 with 2 singles. A steal and a run scored. There was Hope in the third inning with 2 outs and nobody on, who kept the inning going with a single to center. Left-handed batter against the righty. Skies the first pitch he sees, foul. Out of play. Strike 1. 3 more games to go in the series after today. 6.05 p.m. tomorrow. 1.05 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Big curveball hangs high. A 1-ball, 1-strike. The pitching matchup tomorrow, Brooks Auger for the Loons. The 1-1, fouled away again. Onto the rooftop, bouncing back toward Michigan Avenue. Strike 2. Brooks Auger gets the ball against the lefty Gage Jump in his home debut. And to say that the A's are excited about Gage is an understatement. I had the chance to catch up with the A's pitching coordinator in town, Mike McFerrin. after yesterday's game. Here's the 1-2. Breaks down low. Ball two. We talked about the conditions, which he's from upstate New York. He understands this weather very well. But it was all about these pitchers, regardless of the factor, he wants them to keep the same mentality. Reisinger's looked good since coming in. Feels to Hope. Swing and a miss. First strikeout for Reisinger. And what a way in the eighth inning. We talked about the Lugnuts' great talent. And Mike McFerrin believes that this staff has great promise. Logan Wagner is now the batter, 0 for 3, but he scored a run after reaching on an error in the third. 3-1 looms. He takes ball one up and away. McFerrin, the brand new pitching coordinator for the A's organization. Onward and upward. Switch hitter batting left. Here it comes. Strike called on the outside corner. There are the multiple components that go into pitching. There's the pitcher's mentality. And then there's the stuff itself. Reisinger lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Change up. And we talked about tunneling. That is making sure all the pitches come out of the same spot. That way the hitter has no idea from pitch to pitch which pitch it's going to be until it arrives. And Tom Reisinger is moving his pitches about, changing speeds. Running them left, right. 1-2. Back to our breaking ball called strike three. Oh, this is looking good. Yes, you represent. Wagner down watching. Bring up Joe Vetrano. Reisinger is one out away from finishing off three scoreless innings. Vetrano is 2 for 3 with a double and a triple. He scored a run and he's knocked in two. The pitch. Lined out to left field. Hit fairly well. Elliott backs up. Makes the catch. And that does it for Reisinger. Three scoreless innings. Finish things off with a perfect eighth. Only one base runner against him amidst his nine outs. Let's go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Time is running short on the Lugnuts offense. They're down 3-1.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design. Hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org. and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey, it's Tom Reisinger from the Lansing Lugnuts. Now back to the game.
Yes, sir, Tom. Yes, sir. Reisinger and the Lugnuts, though, down 3-1. Three scoreless innings out of the pen for Reisinger following Kyle Robinson. But the Lugnuts have not solved Roque Gutierrez back to the hill. Piggybacker today, Patrick Hope, 2 2/3 innings. Then Jesus Luna, 1 1/3. And now Gutierrez enters his fourth inning of work. There is action in the Loons' pen behind him. It's Christian Rubeck getting warm. 3-1 loons. Clark Elliott leads off on the pitch. Let's tap foul at home. Strike one. Elliott is 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts and a walk. Valenzuela on deck, then Rodriguez in the hole. 6-7-8. Roque Gutierrez rocks and rolls. And that 2 nubbed foul. Earlier today, we held the Taste of Jackson Field. Local media, WILX Channel 10, WLNS Channel 6, Fox 47, with reporters here on hand to check out and to taste the newest food offerings at the ballpark. LA takes one skipping down and in all the way to the screen. Good hustle by Kiro's going back after it. There's nobody on base, so he just retrieves and rolls it off to the bat boy. He beat the bat boy for the baseball. One ball and two strikes. There's a 2-foot-long party dog here this year. Here's the pitch. LA takes, strike three called, inside corner. And Roque Gutierrez just struck out his sixth. LA goes down for a third time. One out for Saheed Valenzuela. Three to one looms. Saheed Valenzuela is 1-for-3 and he scored the only run. Serves the first pitch foul off the left side and ducking back out of the stands. Switch hitter batting left. Let's see. Besides the party dog, there's also the elote dip with tortilla chips. That's delicious. And there's the Italian dogs. There's the brisket sandwich. That's smurved at Smokey's, the stand on the concourse. And there was wonderful margarita pizza that was served to the media. You should, when you come to Jacksonville, you should explore the food options yourself. Here's the 0-1. A ground ball to the second baseman. Thompson picks it up, throws to first. Two outs. CJ Rodriguez steps in next. CJ has struck out, and he's drawn a couple of walks. And the Lugnuts are down by a pair, 3-1. Gutierrez to CJ, pitch number one. Fouled away, in the air to the right. This, for the Lansing Lugnuts, home game number 3. 63 more to go. We will see you here all spring and summer long at Jackson Field. The deal. Up and away. And especially when the weather warms. It is cold to start up the year, and then things get better. You could ask CJ. Two outs, base is clear. Rodriguez takes a cold strike. Beauty from Roque. Great Lakes 3, Lansing 1. One for the Loons in the second, two more in the third, and the two run double by Vetrano. One for the Lugnuts and a run scoring wild pitch in the second inning. That's it. The deal. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Perfect frame, Gutierrez, and add two more Ks to his line. He strikes out 7 in 4 scoreless relief innings. And we're bound for the ninth. Great Lakes 3, Lansing 1.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What's up? It's Jake Garland. Go Nuts. Now back to the game.
Time Reisinger went 3 scoreless innings. and he's out. One hit, no walks, two strikeouts. Garrett Irvin checks in. You can see a little bit of that sunset. I'll be on the left field foul pole. The blue's starting to mix with some pinks in the sky. 8:12 in the Eastern time zone. 2 hours, 7 minutes into the ballgame. And into the ninth, Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. Southpaw Garrett Irvin to Jordan Thompson. Fastball up and away, ball one. Irvin enters his second year in the Midwest League. Former Arizona Wildcat taking on the LSU Tiger. Here it is. Now the big curveball's outside. And not caught by CJ. 2 balls and no strikes. Thompson's 1-for-3 today. The deal? Up very high. Yeah, Irvin kicking around at that plant area. Not comfortable. Kick around at that rover. Get a good toe hold. Make sure that everything is good. 3 balls and no strikes. How about this pitch? He swings away and skies it foul. Now that ball might be in the gutter. Is it going to come down? 3 balls and a strike on the mustachioed man, a Great Lakes second baseman. RBI single his first time up. The deal. Swing and a miss. Strike two. RBI single in the second inning. Knocked in Joe Vetrano. And that put the Loons up 1-0. Lugnuts tied up the game in a wild pitch in the bottom half. Loons took the lead with 2 runs in the third. The deal. Outside ball four. Leadoff walk given out by Irvin. And that is just the Lugnuts' second walk that they've given out today. And the first walk was to the very first batter of the ballgame. Starting pitcher Kyle Robinson walked Kendall George, who was then caught stealing on a strike and out throw him at double play. And no walks here until the ninth. Thompson is on. The Loons looking for insurance. Here's Cole Myers. He takes a called strike from Irvin. The AA Midland Rockhounds are in action right now. They're taking on Wichita in Wichita. And they have the early lead. 2 runs in the very first inning. Henry Bolte, an RBI single. And a 1 outside. If you didn't hear, so we knew him as Henry Bolte in Lansing, but Henry arrived in spring training, said, nope. Bolte is the way that my name is actually pronounced. Carter Aldretti, an RBI single. Midland leads in Wichita 2-0 in the second. Those are the Lugnuts players promoted up to AA, right above. There's a called strike to Myers. Junior Perez is leading off today for the Midland Rockhounds. They got things going with a leadoff single. And Luke Mann playing good ball, another walk. Henry Bolte with his base hit, his RBI single. He's hitting 444 right now in AA. The 1-2 bends down and away. Knocked down by CJ. Keeps Thompson at first. James Gonzalez has the start tonight for the Rockhounds. 1 2/3 innings, scoreless so far. He has allowed 3 hits, and he has struck out 3. Wichita is the Twins affiliate. The player's just above Cedar Rapids. Nobody out. Thompson at first. 2-2. Fouled back. The AAA Las Vegas Aviators will be in action coming up shortly. In 19 minutes, Mason Barnett will take on the El Paso Chihuahuas. El Paso. Las Vegas won yesterday, and Nick Kurtz homered again. His home run number 6 of the year. The pitch bending low. Full count now on Myers. Nick Kurtz, the 2024 A's first rounder, leads all of minor league baseball in homers and extra base hits and total bases and RBIs. Hang on. Ball got away from the Loons bullpen. Bad boy refuels the home plate umpire Lagana with more balls. Lead off walk to Jordan Thompson. And Irvin and Cole Myers have worked their way. They've battled to a 3-2 count. There's nobody out. We're in the top of the ninth. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. Lefty to lefty, payoff. Swing at a foul at home. Keep it 3-2. The Aviators up in AAA, they've gotten off to an 8-3 start. They're looking great. Talented team. When the A's need players, the Aviators will be ready to provide. They're loaded. Again, a 3-2 from Irvin. Cole Myers takes strike three, called at the knees. Right on the outside corner. Perfectly spotted. First strikeout for Irvin. One away in the ninth inning. Loons 3, Lugnuts 1. Here's that pitch at the knees with Myers thinking that he had worked the walk. Surprise, surprise. Nelson Quiroz is 1-for-3. Hayes swings and misses. Strike one. Thompson at first for the Loons. One gone. That's an important insurance run. When we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it will be Yamauchi, Green, and White. 9-1-2. Fouled off at home. Strike two. Nelson Quiroz and Eduardo Guerrero waiting in the wings. The 8-9 hitters for the Loons. Garrett Irvin is looking for a blank ninth inning. Trying to put up a zero. Keep it a two-run deficit. He kicks and offers. Bent it down and away. And the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, the Stockton Ports, and the California League. A level below both of these teams. The Dodgers single-A affiliate in Rancho. The A's single-A affiliate in Stockton. They'll match up once again at 10:05 p.m. tonight. Throw to first by Irvin. And Thompson back in standing. No troubles. As another ball got away from the Loons bullpen. What's going on down there? Warming up for the bottom of the ninth inning. It looks like Reynaldo Yeen. The right-hander. 6-4. Irvin's pitch. Thought foul. The early story of the game was the Lugnuts drawing so many walks. Two walks in the first, two walks in the second, two walks in the third. And the Lugnuts left eight runners on base in the first three innings. The 1-2. Hit in the air, left center field. Green over from center, and he can't spot it. But the left fielder, Elliott, does, and puts in the catch. Trent in the background. We don't see it, but we hear it. Thompson back to first base. Rodney Green Jr., twice tonight, has had his troubles locating the baseball. That's something to follow up on. He's just been unable to see it. Eduardo Guerrero steps in, two outs. Loons leading 3-1 in the ninth. Jordan Thompson at first, the pitch. Inside ball one. Well, so the early story was that the Lugnuts stranded a lot of runners on, didn't take advantage of opportunities. The story since the first three innings has been the pitching for both of these teams. Neither team has scored since the third. Badil. Strike call. For the Lugnuts, it was the starter, Kyle Robinson, who pitched five innings. Allowed one run in the second, two unearned in the third, pitched a perfect fourth inning, worked around a two-out single in the fifth. Then Tom Reisinger worked a scoreless sixth, seventh, and eighth. Swing and a miss, Guerrero. One ball and two strikes, and the Loons shortstop. And for the Loons, after Patrick Copen had to leave early, Jesus Luna and Roque Gutierrez have combined for 5 1/3 scoreless innings. Two outs. 1-2. Runner takes off. The pitch swung at him in strike three. And CJ's throw went down just for practice. Irvin strikes out Guerrero. We're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Loons lead is 2. 3-1 Great Lakes with Yamauchi, Green, and White coming up.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at lls.org.
Hi, I'm Jake Fenix from the Lansing Lugnuts. Now let's head back to the diamond.
The new pitcher in is Ronaldo Yin for the Great Lakes Loons. The native of Sabana Grande de Boya, Dominican Republic, signed by the Dodgers as an international free agent 4 years ago. Yin is making his Midwest League debut this season. He is 21, 6'4", 190 pounds. He is on the hill protecting a two-run Loons lead, 3-1, Great Lakes. Needing three more outs to pick up a second win in three games in the series. Pit crew on the dugout, leading the crowd in the Let's Go Nuts chant. Big Lug behind home plate. Lights on in full. Case Yamauchi leads things off against Dean. Then the top of the order, green and white. Yamauchi 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts and an HBP. Takes ball one. Down in the dust. It is a violent delivery for Yin. Righty, righty. Here's the 1-0. On the outside corner. Strike. The Lugnuts have been held to 4 hits tonight. And all four are just singles. Here's the pitch. Yanked it down and away and all the way away to the backstop. Two balls and a strike. Last year, Ronaldo Yin converted 5 out of 5 saves for Rancho in the California League. His ERA was 6.08, though he allowed only 10 hits and 23 and 2/3. He deals. Lined foul into the screen up the right side. As you might guess, the trouble was command. 25 walks in 23 and 2/3 innings. So more runs allowed, 16, than hits allowed, 10. But he struck out 44 of the 81 batters that he faced. This year for the Loons, he has worked one perfect inning. And he struck out 2 of the 3 batters that he faced. Here comes his 2-2. Yamauchi bounces to third, one hop for Wagner. The throw across, one out. There's a crowd down the right field side. Big Lug is slowly working his way toward them, giving out hugs all the while. There they are, beyond the Lugnuts dugout, as Ronaldo Yin faces Rodney Green Jr. 3-1 Loons in the ninth. The pitch. Down low and away. Last year with Yin reminded me a little of what we saw from Patrick Copen. That is, a lot of strikeouts, but also a healthy amount of walks in the process. So counts went deep. Ball went offering. Served high in the air, but foul. Out of play left side. Ball at a strike on Green. Big Lug is slowly getting toward that subset of fans. 1-1 pitch. Low, ball two. And Tommy White in the on-deck circle, the game-tying run. Green is 0 for 3 with a walk. The Yean readies. Yean to Green. High fly out to right field. DePaul is back. It is off the base of the wall. Rodney Green Jr.'s around second. Hustling for third. The throw is late. It's a stand-up triple. And keep your balance over there at third base, Rod. Out into the deepest part of the ballpark, where the fence suddenly elbows way out in right center. And Rodney Green Jr. has the one-out triple. They turned it around from Yean. And the right fielder, DePaula, was hoping to play a carom. There wasn't any carom because the ball went right where that ball elbows deep. So it's Green at third. And here's Tommy White. Ball one, bouncing in. Down and away, knocked down by Quiros. First hit of the ball game for Rodney Green Jr. First extra base hit of the game for the Lugnuts. And there is life in the Lugs right now. Down 3-1, bottom of the ninth, one out. And Tommy White is 0-3 with a walk. Here's the pitch. Up high. Two balls and no strikes. First and second base are open. And the man on deck is Jared Dickey. He's the potential game-winning run right now. Yean to the plate. Swing and a miss. White let it all hang out right there. Two balls and a strike. 6'1", 220-pound Tommy White, 22-year-old out of St. Pete Beach, Florida. With the feet spread wide apart. Hitters count on 2-1. A dribbler left of the mound. Green stays at third. Yean's throw to first is in time. Two outs. So it's up to Jared Dickey. A walk and a single for Dickey in four plate appearances tonight. Left-handed batter against Yean. Loon's three, Lugnuts one in the bottom of the ninth with Green at third, two outs. The pitch, up high. Shortstop Guerrero's right up the middle. Here it comes. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner at the letters. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for the Loons. One run, five hits, one error for the Lugnuts. An error that led to the Loons breaking the 1-1 tie in the third. Yean deals. Ball too low. With two outs. It was a dropped pop-up by the shortstop Valenzuela, tracking it out into shallow left field. And Joe Vitrano immediately followed with a tie-breaking two-run double. And that took a 1-1 game to 3-1 Great Lakes, and we've stayed there ever since, from the third to the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 2-1. Inside. And the radar gun is lighting up hot for all of these Yean offerings. But three balls and a strike on Dickey. And Nate Nankiller's on deck. Another wide one. And the tying runs will be on for Nankill, who knocked in five yesterday. Loon's outfield is deep and straight up. Gaps are open. A 3-1 for Dickey. Check swing. Ball four. Up and away. Daryl Kendi, the third base coach and manager for the Lugnuts, jogging down the line to hand Green's hitting equipment to the bat boy. As Nate Nankill circles toward the right-hand batter's box. Pitching coach Sean Coyne, third baseside dugout, waiting for his chance. And will he head to the mound? Yes, he will. Here he comes. That walk drawn by Dickey was the ninth walk drawn by the Lugnuts in the game. The prior eight were stranded. None of them scored. Not the two in the first inning, not the two in the second, not the two in the third, The one in the fourth, Rodney Green Jr., was caught stealing. In the sixth inning, a leadoff walk to C.J. Rodriguez, stranded. But here in the ninth, with the Lugnuts down to their final out, Dickey works the walk from Yeen. It's Dickey at first, Rodney Green Jr. at third. Nate Nankill is the batter. Last year, only three runners tried to steal a base against Yeen. They were all successful. Two gone, bottom of the ninth. Loons three, Lugnuts one. Right-hander to right-hander. Strike called to start him. Fastball right in there. Last year, Jared Dickey with Quad City stole eight bases and was traded to the A's, swiped two bags for the Lugnuts in four attempts. Short lead at first. Green at third. 0-1 for Nankill. He takes a called strike two. Fastball from Yeen. For Nate tonight, a walk in the first, a walk in the third. An infield single to shortstop in the fifth, a double play grounder in the seventh. Now in the ninth, a two-strike pitch. Low, ball one. Nankill has been a comfortable two-strike hitter. Yesterday it was with two strikes that he laced a two-run single in the fourth inning. And then later a two-run double in the fifth. Knocked in five runs. This is a 1-2. Dickey runs. The pitch, a check swing. Down and away. On appeal, he didn't go. And Dickey steals second. Immediately, the home plate umpire Lagana checked with Joshua Runge. On the bases umpire threw the arms out wide. Dickey is in a scoring position. His first steal of the year. And the count on Nankill is two balls and two strikes. With two outs. And the Lugnuts down by two in the bottom of the ninth. A base hit. And the Lugnuts could well tie up the score. Center fielder Hope shaded out to right center against Nankill. Oppo. Here it comes. A swing and a bouncer foul. Rolling left. Left fielder Myers is out to the left center gap. They do not believe that Nankill will be able to pull Yeen. Second baseman Thompson is deep and up the middle. Shortstop Guerrero, though, is playing pole side deep into the hole to his right. Ronaldo Yeen's 2-2. A swing and a grounder off of Yeen. It kicks toward third. Past the bare hand of Wagner. Wagner recovers in foul ground near the coach's box. It's an infield RBI single for Nankill. Green scores to third base, the potential tying run in Dickey. And Nankill, the winning run, is on. Loons 3, Lugnuts 2. Right off the lower back of Ronaldo Yeen. Ronaldo is getting inspected right now by the athletic trainer for the Loons, Akinori Maeda. He took that square. Nate Nankill went down to the count. No balls and two strikes. And he hit the comebacker flush. And it hit Yeen flush. 90 feet away from home. The tying run in Jared Dickey. As Ronaldo Yeen stays in, and Darlene Montero will oppose him. First run for the Lugnuts since the second inning. Bottom of the ninth, two outs. Nate Nankill now on at first. Dickey at third. If Nankill scores, the Lugnuts win. If Ronaldo Yeen gets Darlene Montero, the Loons prevail. Righty to lefty. First pitch. Outside. And ball one. Montero is 1-for-4 today. He's grounded to short. He has singled to right. He has fly to left and he has struck out swinging. Here it comes. A chopper pulled on the right side. Second baseman Thompson grabs. Underhands to first. And this ball game is over. The Lugnuts score one in the bottom of the ninth inning on two hits and a walk, and they leave the tying run 90 feet away. The Loons come away with the win. The final score, Great Lakes 3, Lansing 2. A dramatic night for the third game of this series. Three more games to go. Tomorrow night, Dollar Dog Day. The Lugnuts lefty Gage Shump in his home debut against the Loons right-hander Brooks Auger. 6.05 p.m., the first pitch. Gates open up at 5 p.m. The Loons are now 3-3. The Lugnuts fall to 2-4. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for Great Lakes in the win. Two runs on six hits and one error for the Lugnuts in defeat. For the Loons, Roque Gutierrez distinguished himself. In the piggybacking right-hander, four scoreless innings. Two hits, one walk. He struck out seven. He was enormous to keep the Loons in front. It was a two-run, tie-breaking double by Joe Vetrano in the third inning. That's what turned out to be the difference. But the Loons had to hang on tight right at the bitter end. The win goes to Jesus Luna. The save to Ronaldo Yin. And he bore some pain in the process. Nat Nankill, the RBI comebacker off of him, but he recovered to induce the ground out to second from Darlene Montero and notch the save in front of a crowd of 929 at Jackson Field. Kyle Robinson takes the defeat, three runs, one earned in five innings with four strikeouts. Tom Reisinger, three scoreless. Garrett Irvin, a hitless, scoreless ninth inning. That'll do it tonight from Lansing, Michigan. Thank you so much for keeping me company. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Once more, your final score. The Loons 3, the Lugnuts 2. Have a great night from chilly Lansing, Michigan and Jackson Field. And go Nuts.